Das kann so sagen, nicht so bei der Schlag, wenn man Judah mir sagt, das ist ein schöner Daf, lamet, hey, sagt der Gemara von Anand, der Rav said, once one says, Betairos, because of Lamar, he's Yoitzi, even without saying the actual Pasuk of Machiz, Rechonin, and Shoifers. Initially, they thought that this was only true for davening in private, not for one who's davening with a tzibber. However, Shimon Levi said, this even applies to someone who's davening with a tzibber. Rav Elazar said, one should always arrange his tefillah to review it so that he doesn't make a mistake before he starts davening. Rabbi Abba said Rabbi Elazar must have said this in regards to tefillos of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Yom Tovim, which people are typically not as familiar with. However, this presumably does not have to be done for the regular tefillos of all year round, where people are very familiar with the tefillos. In fact, we find that Rabbi Yehuda would arrange his tefillos all the time, not just on Yom Tov. The Gemara said Rabbi Yehuda would review his learning every 30 days, and would only daven after completing this review. He only davened every 30 days. The Raisa of Shema, what he said, but the tefillah he only did once every 30 days. Since he davened only once every 30 days, it was considered to be unfamiliar to him, just like Yom Tov davening is unfamiliar to regular people, and that's why he had to prepare his davening beforehand. Zok Gemara of Achabar Ravi, the name of Rav Shimon Chasida, said, Rav Gamliel would say that even the people in the fields who didn't come to the shul were potter from davening based on the Chazan's tefillah, even though they weren't there when he davened. This makes it sound like it's more reason to say that the people who are in shul are potter than to say that the people who are in the fields are potter. However, it's not necessarily true, because the people in the fields are potter because they're an oinus, whereas the people in the shul are not an oinus, and therefore it's actually more of a chiddush to say that the people in the shul are yoitza, not the people in the fields. So Zokti Gemara, you're right. Rather, Rav in the name of Rav Yaakov, Rav Idi, in the name of Rav Shimon Chasida said, that Rabbi Gamliel said that only the people in the fields become potter with the chazan's tefillah, because they're an oinus due to their work. However, the people in the city do not become potter with the Chazan's tefillah. Hadnaloch Perik Yom Tov. Hadnaloch Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah. Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov.